Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Come chill with me weekly on ATLPN.com. Now, let's start the show.
Y'all doing?
What's up, Mo? Texting
or what are you doing?
What's up, Mo? How was your weekend?
It was great. How was your weekend?
Chill.
I went to a dance class.
All right, so you went to dance class.
I did go to dance class. I went to an Afro beat, an African dance class.
Did you wear your little halter and your little yoga pants, yoga shorts?
I did.
And what kind of shoes?
Some tennis shoes.
Y'all didn't go barefooted?
Well, I wore socks. Yeah. Afterwards, but I didn't go barefoot.
You hate
no.
Showing your feet. I want to see what your feet look like.
They look like piggies.
You have your toes done?
You know it's spring today, right?
It is.
Okay, just letting you know.
How many sundresses you got?
A lot. I can't count. I like sundresses because it makes my butt look big.
I know that thing's big.
Definitely no help.
Yeah.
It makes my butt look big when I wear the
walk away game mean
sundresses. And they have a nice little shape. You know, sundresses, especially the ones with the design.
You be letting that thing breathe when you wear them sundresses?
Yeah, I try to let the thing breathe as often as I can. Do you let your thing breathe?
Dick out.
Right now?
In his sundress.
Is it out right now?
Nah.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Maybe on the beach.
Yeah, so I got my first beach picture this weekend. It was okay.
It was cool.
It was all right.
It looked cold.
It went cold. I saw you what you was doing. Hate him. Therese was all pissed off because...
He didn't go.
Therese,
where was you at? In the woods? You was going hunting?
When? Mm-hmm. That's my backyard.
Oh,
I don't know why he wanted us to see that.
He was like a bitch.
It's spring.
It's
my backyard.
Like, Atlanta is foresty. Like I see that every day.
I got a lake in the backyard,
and there was no flowers anywhere.
It's about to bloom.
It looked like Sleepy Hollow or something.
It's about to bloom. You seen the lake down there? You seen that lake?
I was looking like, what the hell? He trying to be all like, what? What's he want with
nature? First day of spring. Welcome.
Oh, okay, you didn't have no pictures or nothing.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like, and you're talking about my beach picture.
All right, I'm going to go out on the lake in the morning tomorrow.
And then he posted another picture. He was just sitting at the bar, you know, and then.
Where was this?
I'd be meddling and all your stuff. And so then this girl said, where are you? And you responded, where are you?
Oh, it's about me. It's about me.
Oh, yeah.
That was what's
the name? And then
the
like,
video.
Being in another city makes you appreciate Atlanta.
It does.
I was like, oh my God.
I've been down there for one night.
All those garbage cities out there who act like they're having fun. I think I'm just spoiled, though.
They might be having fun. I'm just confused about what is so great. I don't understand. Like,
I'm not trying to be funny acting on your show, so I'm not finna. It ain't gonna be about me. I'm not gonna just say the reasons why.
I want to know myself
in somewhere like Savannah. Savannah was good if you were drunk as the people around you. I was not. I was too sober to be in that environment. That's all.
But
it
what is.
Is
it about Savannah? It's just country. I mean, what is it?
No, I mean it just wasn't my cup of tea around now.
So now you didn't move to Atlanta. Now
I'm bougie as fuck. Yes. No. What I'm saying is the women that were there.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, we used to a certain level of sophistication.
Now, if I was there and I was drunk as the people around, I wouldn't have gave a fuck. I was just going to be drunk. But I can't. I don't like going to jail.
You didn't
want to
be drunk.
You don't like going to jail all the time.
Out of town. I don't like being in.
You've just not been getting back.
And I had nobody down there that really had my back. Like, if some shit popped off until my boy showed up. But I'm saying when I was there first.
Yeah.
And then you just want to start drinking a whole bunch of shit just to catch up with everybody. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm good.
No, to be drunk in public.
Well, that was sorry because last week you just kept talking about, y'all can come out. You can come hang with us.
Yeah.
And here you ended up right sitting at the bar.
Saturday.
That was my third spot, too, by the way. I just didn't go to one spot. So, yeah, I was happy to be back. And being the place to look, I got dapped up everywhere I went. What's up, man? Good to see you. All right, good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Yeah. Because you know you was out there with them country bumpkins.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I ain't know it's like that, though. Disappointed.
Huh?
Disappointed it was like that.
How come you didn't go?
I had other obligations.
Did you? Because I thought you were supposed to be there.
I can say I did it, though. I went to Savannah for
that was your first
St. Pat's Day and last.
That was your first time going for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. And the other thing I can
because they said it was supposed to be like this really big celebration.
You probably got to go on a party bus.
No, not, well, that or if you go, make sure you have a chick with you. Like, that's your chick. Mm-hmm. Like, that's because I saw a lot of that.
Because the way you went, it was off site.
It was too far from the action. Yeah. It took us 30 minutes to get there from the house and then like 40 minutes plus to get back.
It's like going to water to stand at Metairie.
Yeah. I had I looked on my phone. I had did like 20,000 steps. So my goddamn
leg. That was his weekly count. He matched that in one day.
My legs.
You know what?
Hurt.
Last year I went. That was my most steps of the year. Yeah. My most steps ever.
Yeah. Then when I got back to the house, by the time you get back to the house, you don't want to drink. You tired. You just want to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Your feet hurt.
My feet hurt.
Been walking all damn day.
Then I was sleeping in the fucking bunk bed.
Oh, shit.
Was you at the top or the bottom?
Bottom.
Because if you was at the top, I was about to be like, nigga.
Bottom.
Nigga.
I'm like, this shit. Here.
Who slept at the top?
I don't know. I was knocked out. Every time I went to sleep and woke up, everybody was gone. So.
I know you had bunk beds out there. That's, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Them the jokers that was in the house, man. I just, that's a whole nother story.
I'm confused why they still have bunk beds in there.
It's a rental.
Yeah, it's a rental.
People
have
there.
Families.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't have no regular bed.
We were literally, I would say, two houses from the beach. You walk out the door, you make it right, and you on the beach.
That's cool.
Ask
now
me.
Look,
out of the 12 people that were there, ask me how many people went to the beach.
That should be automatic. Didn't everybody go?
Four.
They just stayed in the house?
Stayed in
was it cold?
The house.
I'm trying to think about this weekend.
This woman dropped.
I remember
look, this one woman dropped off my homegirls Kim and her friend dropped her off on her way to Walmart. Dropped off in Savannah. She went to Walmart and then went back home. I'm like, why the fuck did you come to St. Pat's Day?
Hello, I don't understand. Explain.
So you can ride the shuttle into Savannah, right? You walk blocks. Get to a hotel. The shuttle left the hotel, drives you into Savannah. That's one way to get there. You could Uber in at like $40 to $50, or somebody can drop you off. This one woman was
a random person.
No, the lady was that lived in the house.
Okay,
that was at the house with us.
Okay,
but anyway, she was going. So I left Kim. I went to go up to Savannah. I'm like, I'm gone. I can't take this shit. So I'm going to Savannah. I'm hanging out, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Kim and them show up. I'm like, how y'all got here? Oh, she was going on her way to Walmart, and she just dropped us off.
So, the happenings is on the way to Walmart?
This motherfucker went to Walmart and went back to the house, didn't give a fuck about St. Pat's Day, I guess.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm like, why? Who in the world comes
so
all the way to Savannah?
So, she drove all the way to Savannah just to sit in the house?
Sit in the house.
To go to Walmart.
Yes.
And go
yes.
She didn't even go to Target. She went to Walmart.
And a bunch of them, they just sat in the house the whole time. I said, y'all should have rented a house. Y'all should have rented a kitchen. Because they stayed in the kitchen. They stayed in the kitchen drinking. They stayed in the kitchen laughing and joking and being all, you know.
They could do that in Atlanta. Thirsty. They could go to somebody else's house and do that. That's a house party.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened with them.
I believe they probably would do the same thing in Atlanta.
I mean, you can't.
Stare at each other.
You could go to somebody.
So here comes Sarah to come around. Sarah comes around and we like, all right, we headed back to Atlanta, everybody. Oh, we were going to Savannah. I said, man. St. Pat's was yesterday. I said, hey, I can go to Savannah on the next day. I said, it's like Christmas time. You open the Christmas present the next day. It makes no sense.
Nah, everybody did go down. It's, you know, party buses from Atlanta
came
down.
I know. But
so it looked fun. That looked lit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it was jumping on the day
before.
After St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it was the weekend.
Before they had a day party, so I saw that. But by the time I saw his stuff, I'm on the bus on the way back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in the car on the way back. Then I text Zoe. I'm like, man, I sent him a little picture, whatever, them what they were doing. I'm like, we ain't even know nothing about that. Because I would have been up in that spot. I passed by. Because
they caught the party bus early from here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was, now I know. And no one has had the battle.
Yeah, that Saturday was looking nice from what I saw on social media.
Yeah.
No, I'm not celebrating shit. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
It was just an experience. I look, motherfuckers could have pinched the shit out of me all day long because I had on all black.
Yeah.
So.
I wish a motherfucker would pinch. They don't shouldn't pinch me after.
I just pinched her.
So yeah.
Don't pinch me after elementary school because there's no reason. I wish Mason would have came back home talking about somebody pinched him.
So that's anyway, stupid. So for Savannah, it was a nice city, but unless unless you're getting completely blitzed drunk, or you just want eat a lot of food, ain't no reason to go down there.
It was too much for me. It's too much because people are talking about I'm going to Leprechaun. They went to Leprechaun last weekend. What's that? You know, it's for white people.
Mm. What is it though?
Leprechaun is kind of like Comic Con and
It's called Leprechaun.
It's called Leprechaun.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Like it's
that's extreme,
right? Like they had their nails done and they dressed like leprechauns. And
now, I can't say this. There were some real Irish motherfuckers out there.
Like
them jokers were pale as fuck. they just all red hair, and I'm like, these motherfuckers are real Irish.
They ain't real Irish.
They may get burned out here.
No, they not. Like, have you ever thought about like the point? Who gives a fuck about celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
We celebrate anything. It's right, another reason to party. We like to party.
You could do that every weekend. Yeah, but y'all do that almost every weekend.
They give us a reason though.
You don't need a reason to get drunk.
No, but they give us one.
Yeah.
If I just be like,
you got to pay $10 to walk around with.
It's ten now.
It was $10 to
walk around. It was five last year.
$10 to walk. So to walk around and drink.
Yeah,
that's if you wanted to. Ain't nobody checking you. Ain't nobody checking you. If they did, you just walk over a couple of feet and just buy one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What a big deal.
Oh, they wouldn't check you. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, and then the problem I had was anywhere you wanted to go, there was a line around the corner. Wet Willis had a line around the corner. Folks just standing up trying to get in. Wet
Too many people.
Too many people. Any clubs that you wanted to go to, like there was a couple of clubs there. You know me. I'm looking for somebody to let me in the front.
Do you stand right there at the front?
What you mean?
Like when you wait on somebody to let you in, do you stand right there in the front?
Usually we already text them and they'll be like
ready. They're waiting at the door for you.
Or they'll our name would be on so we can go right in. But yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You might experience that.
Huh? Is that what y'all gonna do for me this weekend?
What's going on this weekend? So yeah.
If you act right.
Somebody's so happy they're gonna turn 27.
I know. I'm not happy. I'm just trying to get in the mood for it. I'm just trying to make it a positive experience.
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
It ain't like my birthdays where I'm closer to death.
Oh, your child support go up. Yeah.
I'm closer to not being able to talk to a younger woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, got to mark that one.
Younger woman. Or as you get older, the age should be older. It should increase with your age.
Nah, this ain't too embarrassing.
Right. 46, you still trying to talk to 18-year-olds. You better let it go.
Hey, they give me the number. I talk to them.
Let it go.
Don't discriminate.
No, I don't.
You should.
Why?
You should discriminate.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
What's
you should have a age.
I've got a number. I've got a cut. I got an age cut now. I do.
When? Last week?
I've got one. I haven't looked.
Since last week? I'm just trying to figure out when this was put into practice.
I've been practicing for a good long time now.
Have you?
Yes.
Hey, is it like a conscious decision that you have to make?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
You got to weigh it all out. You got to do the math. Okay,
that's ridiculous.
Like, if I have a child with this woman, you know, how old would the child be?
Oh, God. Like,
he's still thinking about that daughter. He's still trying to shoot that daughter.
Yeah, he's trying to shoot the shot for the daughter. Like, you still.
What?
So, you
trying
to.
Most women who don't have children, they want to have a child, right? So, if I'm right off the bat saying, no, I don't want to have no children, and I do want to have another child. Then that's going to say, going to count me out. I ain't going to be able to do it. Like Therese, who ain't got no children, he know of. If he tell every woman.
He knows of.
If he tells every woman that he, you know, I don't want no children. How many women going to talk to him for real, seriously? Mm-hmm. They may fuck him up to play around with him.
But then once they find him.
Yeah, then he be right here all lonely. And he be like, man, I want to find me a girl.
I don't think
man.
That happens because he does, I mean.
Therese do all right out here. You know,
they know I shoot that club up.
But not intending on procreating.
The right one? This gene pool need to be spread.
Shoot me. No. Not literally. Yeah. Don't shoot me. Don't
shoot. You already got Mason.
The perfect thing to do is find a chick who got a daughter. Then it'd be perfect.
Raise her up because the daddy ain't shit.
No, I'd rather for the daddy to be shit and just paying all the child support and everything's good in the family.
And you do the good stuff. You be the fun dad.
Yeah, I'll be the guy like, you know, that...
I want to go with B.
The Disney World dad.
I want to go with Brian. What are they going to have a nickname?
Yeah, Papa Brian.
And hopefully he'll be like...
Papa B.
He'll be like an ex-NBA NFL player so we can get some tickets and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Brian, what's going on? You know.
That's how you want it to be. That's how you want it to be. Like, everything copacetic. You know what? I would really appreciate that type of relationship, too. It's not... My relationship isn't like that.
Yeah, we know.
We're going to play golf together.
No, that's a bit much now.
I think that actually is a great thing. Like, especially
he's married again or something like that.
I've heard of things like the situations like that happening, and I think that is a really good thing. I wouldn't mind if like the dude that I end up marrying or being in a long-term relationship becomes friends with my child's father, as long as...
How is that going to be? We know how your child's... Let me stop. I don't want to assassinate his character.
My child's father?
Yeah.
He aight for what he is, but he ain't all that. Yeah. You know. But that's just me, because if I thought he was all that, I'd still be with him.
And these situations are so common now because, you know, it happens.
But that just... I was talking to somebody the other day about, like, having kids... just having them and not even like knowing the person that you're having kids with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so they just got nutted in, didn't know who nutted in them?
No, that too. Like, one situation, like I'm not going to say who it is, but one of my cousins had a friend who... Someone that I know had a baby from running a train on a girl. Out of all the niggas. Like, why would you run a train on a girl raw? Why would you
What's
do
wrong
that?
With him?
Why would you do that?
He get his dick wet, huh?
Was you that pressed?
That's some real savagery right there.
That was dusty. Like, I couldn't
even. That's worst case scenario.
I couldn't even. Huh?
She kept
Yes.
it?
She wanted that baby. That's why she get that train ran on her.
Somebody gonna slip up. I'm just like, why would you? Because I like the process. Did you have to get everybody tested? Like to see
Maury show.
We got to get to that. Okay, how many people? How many guys was it?
I think it was like 3 or 4.
Okay, three. Got to be at least 3 because
I didn't ask the specifics. All I know was is that
what state was this from? What state was this?
It's not Kentucky.
Three is a train. 2 is a tag team. So it got to be at least 3.
I think it was 4.
4 is definitely a train.
4 dudes.
I think it was 4 dudes.
What were the age of these people?
In their 20s. I don't know.
Like how old in their 20s?
I don't know.
Was
the
this
exact
a rural
ages.
Town? Like there's
no,
there's
it's not rural. This is city. Like this is actual shit. I mean, we in the city, niggas was really paying $200 to fuck bitches. Pay $200 to eat girls' asses out.
I still want to see these people.
$200?
That's how much it costs to get in an ATL orgy?
$175 for dudes.
$199 for dudes.
I read it.
$199 for couples. And no, it was also for single men.
It might have been higher for them.
It was. And then for women, it was lower. Single women,
it was like
$100
for
lower.
Women. Yeah.
I've read it. Don't play me. I was in it.
You was in the orgy?
I wasn't in the orgy. I thought about it.
So, why?
You would
have
got your ass
Have you been to trapeze yet?
No. I want to go.
That's what you need to do for
that's
your
birthday.
So next month when your birthday come around, you need...
My birthday? My birthday is this month. Can we go?
So you got... Who is we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
You don't want to take me?
You speak French now?
You don't want to take me?
Why? How do I get included?
I'm confused. So you could take everybody on dates, but I asked you if we could go somewhere. You'd be like, nah.
I don't know how we got here. But anyway.
I don't even know. Like, we're not even going on a date.
The trapeze will be a date.
You want to go?
It'll be a what's that pill you gave me?
But y'all, they say, I heard women say they went, they just watched.
Well, that's what I was. That's why I really wanted to go. Listen, this whole psych experiment thing. I told you I was interested in the way the thing, like people acted. I wanted to sit there and literally watch how people interact with each other at an orgy. I've never seen that happen.
You never been to one?
I've seen it on like HBO, Real Sex, and all this type of shit. Just look at
porn.
You never been to one?
Porn is an orchestrated, like. That shit is not sexy. It can be. But when you think about when people talk about it, like the actors, they talk about how much work it is. Like, and it's not sexy at all.
You never been to a sex party, though? Turns into Answer work. My question. You never been to a sex party?
No.
And you about to turn wet?
Yeah, I guess my room.
Your room, no, that
But it's
count.
Not a, I mean, you and me, a party, like two people's a party.
Mm-hmm. Not the Tierra song. Not to my body, whatever.
No, body party. I mean, shit. Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, man. You might need to check out one of them.
Ooh. What?
A sex party.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I should go. Yeah. I feel like I should. Don't do this. Don't do this.
I have to do that all the time.
No, don't do
this. For the icons, because the icons be... I couldn't be watching TV and all of a sudden they just bust out laughing.
Because it'd be shit funny. We was watching American Dad and that shit would be funny.
Yeah, we were watching Tosh.0.
Tosh.0 is fucking hilarious.
They could not stop laughing. What the fuck is that? What is that?
Tosh.0 is hilarious. So I can actually feel that. But I'm just saying, like, a sex party, I'm thinking I'd go to the sex party. I just want to sit there and watch it.
Just go buy your membership at Trapeze. I forget how much
you need. Oh, it's a membership?
To go in there. It's a membership every time you go. They can't do it unless it's a club. Like, it's a membership on members only club. So you buy a membership to go in.
And they get in. He got a lot of expertise on it.
Anyway,
it must be one of them little kinky things he did with
no,
the
no. Move. I mean, I went once, and just to
more than once. Just,
yeah, I didn't need to go back again
because it's not what you expect.
It was like Savannah. Yeah.
The people you see in there are not what you expect.
You would think a bunch of
so why y'all want me to go?
You said you wanted to go.
You said you should go to Trapeze. You like
because you interested in stuff like that. I wasn't the person. Get out your system. I mean, the person I was with was interested.
They
gotta
look like something.
Well, you know, life is real life.
Or you could throw your own.
I could throw my own. Yeah, couldn't I? Mm-hmm. I could like do an Airbnb.
Invite some cute friends or cousins.
No.
Throw one. Airbnb. The one I went to.
You get to my nerves. You said no. Basically, some cousins, you said no. Don't think I didn't catch that.
The one I went to, it was a house and it was made for that. So, downstairs, they had the swings.
I was about to say, had beds in there.
Yeah, they had just I like beds. Swings. They had the big projector playing, you know what.
We can have one in here, but I had to put that coffee table over there by the door, and I just put a whole bunch of pillars and stuff around it.
You,
and I'd be like, if you can't crawl.
You got rid of that little thing.
If you can't crawl on this table, no entry.
So, would you be able to fit on the table?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just confused.
This dick can.
Barely. It's in the room back there.
I'm about to go get this table to see.
The what?
You said it's a table, right?
The table right there.
Somebody gets stuck on their plenty, back.
You got a bad guy, can't come in.
You moved that little thing, was it a curio? What was it that you had? Where is it at?
I just said it's in the back room. Oh. It's in the laundry room.
Why?
Because we had, see.
Why'd you move it? Because y'all had a party here. Yes, a birthday party for somebody.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's all I wanted to know.
Everybody that was at the party could climb up that table, though.
Really?
Well, one or two people probably could.
Which party?
Climb on the table or under it?
Under it. Under it.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of people can climb under the table. You over here being petty. I just don't understand. But, yeah, back to that anyway. So I told you I heard that it was a psych experiment, and you said that it wasn't. I just want, if y'all know the real story, because Therese claims that he knows that he follows the orchestrators of the event. I'm not saying that he doesn't claim. He actually does follow these women, and this lady said, well, she got an essay twice. Well, just because she got an essay twice don't mean that the orgy party was a success. I mean,
they made money.
It was for her.
Yeah.
She made at least about $5,000. If dudes, single men, paid $190, and the sad part is about that is that, like, these niggas, the secret ass niggas, probably went to this orgy and they probably laying down with they bae and they wife, didn't even say nothing, spreading all types of shit.
I mean, I'm sure they protected themselves.
I doubt it.
Yeah, that's gonna be, that's gonna
I
be
doubt it because did you see in that motherfucking what was it, the invitation, all them pictures, they didn't look like they had lint.
She did say she liked the smell of dicky.
She did. She said, I just love the smell of dick. I like to smell dicky. To me, like, my sister isn't even in college, and I've already earned my master's, so this psych class bullshit is extra comical. Social experiment, where do y'all get this bullshit from? An article full of lies. This event was a success. Okay, so right here, she's saying it was a success. This was the sister.
That's the other girl, yeah.
The bald head one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
she called her bald head.
Yeah. And then I read it.
I mean, I'm just saying. My name on Twitter is Bald Bay. I mean, we in a hashtag group. It's bald bitches in here.
I need to show you this one picture of the chick, see if you know, since y'all all down.
I had one experience with a bald woman.
My nigga, you weren't there. Stop being a fraud.
It's what? So,
huh?
She reading the shit. Yeah, she.
No, I'm talking about what you just said.
I had one experience with a bald woman. It was interesting.
What?
We have to follow up on that after the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that later on.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's a good story, too.
So, basically, I just want confirmation. So, if y'all could please just write me, because, you know, my Twitter peoples be out here.
Handling your business for you.
Black Twitter be, they be knowing.
So you put the podcast, everybody, you know, I guess everybody don't know that you run the ATL Podcast Network Twitter account.
Telling people that.
I need to go check.
They're going to be in them DMs now.
Don't be telling people that. You got a lot of DMs.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
They just be other podcasts and stuff trying to just talk.
You be talking to them?
Sometimes. Depends on who it is. But the DMs don't be like that. They just be like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Your podcast, blah, blah, blah.
The person you used to run used to get them DMs.
But they be in more of my DMs, so my personal DMs.
Of course.
Because, you know, the podcast Twitter is just a general thing. I usually just talk to other podcasts.
Yeah.
Retweets and have conversations and stuff like that. Yeah. Blavity started following me.
Who?
Blavity.
Who was that?
Okay, Blavity, I see you.
Who the fuck is Blavity?
Blavity is like a black thing. Whatever. Anyway, so yeah. All
right. So what did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I told you I did. I went to a dance.
Besides that, have any interesting stories to tell?
About my, listen, y'all, listen to this chance meeting. So the girl that she was supposed to be on the podcast last week, but she didn't make it. She could have went today too, but she had class back in New York. So anyway, I met this girl on Twitter, right?
Back in New York, she had class.
She lives in New York now. I'm going to start from the beginning. So I'm in this forum on Twitter, right? It's an astrology forum.
Astrology?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to.
But it's like, I can talk about basically the forum. We talk about everything like sex, friendship, relationships, whatever. It's this forum and it's all about astrology. You know, I'm an astrology nerd, whatever. So I ended up talking about a certain situation in the forum and I ended up having this whole conversation with a lot of people talking about it, whatever. This girl, we ended up going back and forth. Fine, that's it. Then it's just separate from Twitter. It's connected because I entered the forum from Twitter, but they're two separate things. So then on Twitter, you know, I had the conversation or whatever about the organizer of the forum. So I was talking to her and then I said something and it's all on Twitter, of course. And the girl from the forum found me on there. So she was like, oh my God, that was you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, great.
So you had an alias name in the forum?
Huh? Yes.
Okay.
I have an alias. But the thing is, I used to, but now my Twitter and my forum name are the same.
What do you use discretion?
Anyway, it doesn't matter because somebody was following me on that shit anyway. So the girl we ended up basically hashing it out, talking, DMing. Come to find out, we are like connected, right?
Whoa.
Really connected. I don't want to say by what, but we are connected.
Connected?
Connected. I don't explain. It's really weird.
Astrologically?
Yeah, and.
Blood?
No.
Oh, sister? They fuck the same nigga?
You find your sister?
They fuck the same nigga.
Y'all Eskimo sisters?
Yeah. No. That's what that means.
Y'all Eskimo sisters.
Anyway. So,
that's how I'm going to take it as.
So, okay, you go right ahead. So, anyway, basically, I hung out with her this weekend. So, she came down to Georgia.
Let me see a picture.
No.
Damn.
Why you be tripping?
I will show you a picture after the show.
Yeah, we could broadcast
it. I will show you the picture after the show. So, basically, I just hung out with her this weekend. I hung out with her and maybe her brother and then another one of her friends.
Maybe her brother.
So her brother on Saturday, and then another one of her friends on Sunday.
Her brother.
So we hung out on Saturday and Sunday.
So that's how they connected.
No.
So today, I asked Mo, I said, "Hey, you up for the night, right?" She was like, "Yes." I was like, "You all right?" She's like, "Yes." I said, "Huh. I ain't heard from you all weekend. I'm just checking on you, make sure they are." I've been busy.
Oh.
I said I had too much to do this weekend, but I'll be back on my job. Because
now you see what I'm
saying.
Now
you want me to troll you.
No, now you see what I'm saying when it comes to this one here. Mm-hmm. She's trying to be all hush hush with her shit. Yeah. She wants to tell you all your
every
shit.
Detail.
I just like to know. That's it. You know, I'm meddlesome Mandy. Meddlesome Mo. Actually, ooh. I've always been meddlesome, though. That's just me. Like, I like to know. I like to know everything. I don't know what it is. It's just like a need. Like, I need to be all up in your business.
Well, you ain't going to be on that no more because you keep holding secrets and
I'm
shit.
Not holding secrets. I just told you what I did this weekend. And I hung out with her.
Hung out well. Y'all got a room?
No. No.
And her brother.
We went to the comedy show on Saturday. Oh,
don't you like to laugh, Teresa? I like to laugh.
Yeah. Who performed?
Listen, and we went to the comedy show, the Atlanta Comedy Theater, and Doodoo Brown was there. That nigga was funny as fuck.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
But he was funny as fuck. Let's just say that.
I don't know
that
it'd be funny to me.
Yeah. What else? Where I ate at?
I ate a PF Chang's.
Y'all went to the Chang's?
Who's picking up these tabs around this bitch is what I want to know. It was four of y'all.
Saturday.
It was four of y'all.
Saturday it was four.
Okay,
Sunday,
so who's the other person?
Saturday was me and her and then one of her friends. But it was me and her, but then one of her friends met up with us.
Okay, so you was hollering at the brother and then the
me, her, and the brother on Saturday. And it was another dude that came. I didn't even talk to him for us. I don't even know who it was. Hmm. But
some sound real fishy about this shit.
Get out making friends.
I'm just saying.
I'm happy for it though, because she don't have no. You know what I'm saying?
No friends.
I had to pause.
Because I don't have no friends. I mean, I'm not a friend. You can be over there chuckling if you want to.
And then you know what? She's doing something that a lot of chicks are afraid to do.
She's a strange woman.
Strange friend, like stranger. I have never seen you before. Type friends. Mm-hmm. So I give you an A+ for that, because some women won't even
out
do
in public,
that shit.
Of course,
out in public.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, to do what you did, some women wouldn't think twice. They would never do that.
Oh, well, I like meeting new people.
Exactly. That's why I gave you an A+.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. You did. You rolled your eyes like real hard. Just like
No. Seriously. Seriously. I always fuss at people, but like, they can't never meet nobody. They don't have no friends.
Well, you know, when I first came up here, I joined Meetup, and that's how I met Verity. That's how I meet
a lot of people. But you're very social as far and aggressive to going and doing that.
Say something smart.
The only friends Therese meet is the chicks he trying to he used to try to get away. You know about no more.
Yeah, you can see Therese's his big span of the relationship by like the pictures that he have on Instagram.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
So you can see who you're messing with at that time just by like how many pictures you take with him, and when you stop fucking with him, you don't see him no more.
If I post a picture of him, we definitely not dealing with each other.
Exactly.
It's the opposite of that.
That's like posting the picture after.
Yeah, that's the opposite
of
the
situation. Like you post pictures after you leave a place, not while you're in the place.
Yeah. Yeah, those are
and you know what I hate? I hate when people check in too. I hate when people like check in to restaurants and shit on Facebook. I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? They be sitting at home.
Do they?
They be sitting at home and doing a search function. Hey, motherfucker,
How do you know?
So, one of my homegirls did that shit and she said she was checking in at the place I was at.
Like, bitch, where you at?
Like, you lying.
Just lying.
You lying like shit. Where you at? You thought I do this. This is my city. First, fuck you thought.
Because I was finna get my tab and leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck?
She checked my phone. But why you hold up? How'd that notification come up on your phone that fast? Who was you on looking up your phone like
what
you doing
are you
now?
About?
Like was you just looking on Facebook like you doing now?
No. I won't tell them.
What are you doing on Tinder?
I was replying to a message, but I'm off now. Because you called me out on the microphone. And I answered like a dumbass.
I'm on Tinder. That's what I'm doing. Okay, but so are you trying to find a date on Tinder? Like, what are you doing?
So what else? So you and this, so it's three people you went out with.
Are you trying to find a date on Tinder? What are you doing?
What are you telling me what I'm doing?
Are you trying to find a date on Tinder?
This
is
your need to know stuff, right?
Are you trying to find a date on Tinder? What are you doing? I just said the question four times and I haven't like diverted away from the tone because I want you to understand that I'm serious.
You about to take off your belt?
Yeah. I don't have a belt on, but I use one of these microphone cords.
You about to whoop me, but who else are you?
Like, so you on Tinder? You trying to find a date or something? What are you doing? I just said it five times and I need you to respond.
How was your weekend, Terrell?
Therese already said what his weekend was like. Chill. So
we already talked about our weekend. So what you got planned for this week coming up? What you doing?
Hopefully, I'll celebrate a little bit of my birthday. That's all. You know, I get to go out. Y'all, Therese said that we can go out.
You know, Therese is a compulsive liar, so.
Ooh! Damn!
I'm just joking.
No, you're not.
So where y'all going?
No,
so,
you're not.
So where y'all going? Y'all going to send me some pictures when y'all out and about?
Maybe, yeah, I guess.
As if she can get out, you know. Situations and circumstances may change.
I want to see you walk through the door with Therese. Therese can show you a good time at Throne. Throne?
How come you're not going?
Hmm?
How come you're not going?
I'm funny hacking. I like to show up every once in a while.
Yeah, he going to be there. Like, he missed last week, though. What was that? Was that last week you missed?
Week four last.
Week four last. Yeah, it was lit. We had a good time.
Ooh.
That's the Friday, right?
Friday, yeah.
Happy hour.
I need to start making my own products.
So
since you on that, I guess I'm on.
Since you guys will be on the on Tinder.
Quantos.
Whatever. Don't nobody have time. I was just looking at something. I feel like I need to make my own products for my face. What product? For my skin. When y'all turn 30, what did y'all do? Y'all men, so y'all don't do shit.
I don't remember shit.
Let me see.
Like, y'all don't do shit.
That's been a long time ago.
Oh. I had
2000.
I had bought out everything that weekend. That's what I did.
You did what?
Bought out everything.
What's that mean?
It means you go, you buy the section out.
Oh.
You go to eat good.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
You're doing enough.
You should take it.
But I don't.
The best thing, the most ideal thing to do is take a trip.
Don't be cliche.
But the thing is.
Exactly.
But
that's what I was. That was a late, you know, that was a while ago. So. So.
What I really wanted to do is I wanted to go out of the country. So I think I'm going to, like, wait until Mason goes up for the summer and then go.
Are you going up for the summer?
I think he's going to go back to Kentucky for the summer.
You're going
to
be lit this summer, huh?
I would invite you to my birthday thing, but...
No, we got a certain situation going on with that. That's extreme.
My Therese's birthday, I would, but...
What? Y'all have a certain situation that doesn't allow for me to go?
Yes.
You got to be a plus one of somebody's.
You have to?
For this trip, you
Unless
do.
You want to just be plus.
Unless you just want to be blind.
Unless you want to do that sex thing. You want to figure out who baby
so
it is.
I have to. So I have to have. But if all the men are going or having a plus one, I don't understand why I can't
just
go.
You can be that plus two.
You need to figure out which one he dudes you're going to try to finesse into a plus one.
If you like, which woman you like and which dude you like.
Or a plus two. Mm. I got to figure out which woman is more
too
desirable.
Complicated. That's too complicated.
It is too complicated. Because then you got to go. Then niggas got to talk to their women and all that kind of shit. I ain't got time.
Well, you can run room to room unless it's polyamorous.
It'd be nice.
Polyamorous. I hate them relationships.
Why bad. You hate them relationships? It's got to be a reason.
No, like polyamorous relationships. I just hate it when it's like one nigga to a ratio of like three women plus more than one. I hate that shit.
You must
have
been on Instagram.
Huh?
You must have been on Instagram.
Why? If
he taking care of all of them, what's the problem?
You know what? That's true. Because, like, you Floyd know what I was saying? They said kings have many wives.
Yeah,
and
if
shit.
Lois, if a man could afford
And I'd be
a
like,
woman,
yeah, that's fine. But they also need to have many riches.
Yeah, so, yeah.
They also forgot to mention that. Because
you got to be able to afford them. Floyd said, if a man could afford 20 women, why can't he have 20 women?
That's fine. But, you know, a bitch like me be
territorial.
Demanding. And territorial.
Yeah, you gotta get the main word.
I need to, if I can't have your attention at the time, like not due to work, okay, if you have kids or if you got work, okay, I'll get you. Your mama maybe. But if it's because of another woman, I ain't got time. I can have an attitude real quick.
So we know that. You have an attitude. Cause
especially if you like talking about fingers. I'm going on a date or you talking about I'm trying to fuck this other bitch and I'm like, but I'm trying to get your attention and I got this right here and you think something else is more important, then we ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Like if I have company this weekend and can't make your party.
Exactly. That'll piss you off. The same thing. You be mad. Exactly the same thing. Like you dead on. So could you do a polyamorous relationship?
Who, me?
Either one of y'all.
Yes, no. I suggest that.
You do? So it's you with a lot of women?
Not with a lot of women.
Can the women have other men?
Hell no.
But then fuck that. I ain't doing that
shit. How they gonna have all of them? I'm all the man they need. I got this dick.
Nigga, no. No, you got one dick.
Yeah.
One. And if you think that that's going to satisfy me, Felicia, Tina, and Rhonda at the same time.
The thing is, the women have to agree. Too. That's the thing that people don't understand. The women
but everybody in that situation has to get along too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, because usually what happens is that y'all live together. Y'all have like a family. Then somebody got kids. Then you got to make sure that everybody.
Like the comedian D. Ray Davis, he got one of them.
He does, really?
Yeah, he got one of them.
He got a polyamorous relationship. Yeah. D. Ray?
Yeah, D. Ray Davis. That's what he believed in. You ain't never seen it?
Mm-mm.
I heard discuss it. He say, yeah.
So it's a dude with more than like 2-3 chicks. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they all get along, all the family.
And they all hang out together.
I couldn't do that shit.
I can't either. We going to the mall. I got to pack you.
We're going to the mall.
It's just
going to the mall.
I'm just saying like a regular shit. Like you want to go anywhere.
Just say church.
No.
Church.
Everybody be standing at your ass like, there they go.
Well, Lou Will got one. Basketball player.
He got what?
A polyamorous couple women.
Yeah.
Well, he can afford it. He can afford it until he blow out his knee.
I'm the money, okay? Like, I just, and afford what? Like, people say can't afford it, but it's afford what?
Let me ask you, what's the difference between him having a wife, a chick that live in another house, another chick that live in another house? What's the difference between that?
He ain't scheming.
Until he say, you know what, I'm spending too much money on your house. I'm spending too much money on your house. Why don't we all move in together and we just talk about this thing?
Because I love y'all both.
And they cool with it.
I don't think there's anything that, I don't think there's different. I'm just saying like my personal opinion as far as like everybody's like, if he got enough money, like if he can afford it. And I'm just like, okay, so what does that mean?
The only thing I wouldn't,
because
do
we have a young payment arrangement over here, like trying to have more than more than one woman.
You better keep it up.
My problem is,
shit, you over here trying to separate.
You can afford another one.
APR at 18%. Like you over here trying to have like fucking 3 and 4 wives, and then you got kids, and you can't even take a piss test. I know that's true. I understand in that aspect, but then when it comes to like you think about another level, like what the fuck? What does that mean? So if this nigga got $1 million, I'm just automatically supposed to be okay with him paying, spending on another bitch too?
Yeah, you got some issues. You don't need to be in that. You need to cross X on the motherfucker. But
she just met other sisters, though, so.
My problem is I'll probably get tired of...
What'd you say?
I get tired of one of the sisters. Yeah. I get tired of one of the three and be like, y'all can stay, but her ass on my nerves.
That happens, too. You get voted off the island.
We need to replace
her. You get voted off the island.
You replace her. Can y'all... And then y'all got to... If y'all want to invite somebody else, everybody got to be in consensus.
Yeah, like. And then you know what else? How about you have these three chicks, and then you go to the grocery store, you meet this other badass chick.
Then you're like, damn.
You just can't keep expanding the circle now.
No.
Can she come, too?
Now you decided you don't want to be in the three relationship, though. You want one.
One. I said, I changed my ways for you.
Like
I got this situation I got to take care of.
Fuck it.
Like, damn.
Go get you some rat poison and a shovel.
Damn. These views are not condoned by ATL podcast. No,
don't get any ideas from this podcast. Anybody. Nah. No. Brian just.
You got to have a whole different mindset for doing that shit. I couldn't do it.
I'm really surprised. You're like one of the only men that
said. Let me ask you this.
Do you agree that
a man can love more than one woman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had an argument about that with somebody too. Like, talking
Go ahead.
talking about how can you love two people at the same time? Do you think it's possible? I said, yeah, I think it's possible. How? If you love you, because love isn't a restriction. You can't.
There's different levels of love.
I think there, of course, there's different levels of love. But can you be in love with two people at the same time? Can you be in love with two people at the same time?
I think if you spend the same amount of time with both of them and you develop the same kind of relationship with both of them, you could.
Yeah.
Now, you can be infatuated with one.
Yeah, infatuation.
And then love another one.
I think that, I mean, but even still not at the same time. Let's just say that I got to know this person years ago and, like, I'm still in love with them and yet, like, we're not together or we haven't been together. And then I meet another nigga and I fall in love with him and I still love this dude, but I love this dude too. Like, I think that works because I've done that before. Like,
and then you can also, you can fall in love with the idea of someone.
You can.
Versus.
And that's dangerous as fuck.
Like what you think they still are.
Yeah.
I hate that. I've done that too. And I didn't end up with a baby out of it. So. Yeah. Ooh, damn. And then you end up with having a kid with motherfucking cornball. And then you got time.
She got a whole idea of a nigga baby.
I had a whole idea of a nigga. I had a baby with an idea.
Got her. But I heard a lot of women say that, little topic.
Yeah, exactly. I have baby over here, a little brainstorm over here.
I've been with
chicks. Because you're having babies with fucking ideas.
I think that came up. Can you, on one of the podcasts, but can you, have you ever slept with a chick or been with a chick because of what she used to look like?
Hell no.
Or what she used to,
because what she used to look like?
For instance, or what she used to be. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I think we have
to you?
Just to bring that back around after she fell off.
No, no. So, for instance, say,
I'm like, what she used to be
picture,
to you?
I had a picture of Lil' Kim. Not Lil' Kim. I'm taking it back. Foxy Brown. Back then and now. Like, she was on the picture what's her name? Nicki Minaj the other day.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, the fuck happened to Foxy Brown? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if Foxy stepped in you, could you be with Foxy Brown knowing what
based
she used
what
to
she
look
used
like?
To be.
Yes, because she can get it back tight if she really needed to. I'm sure. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a nigga that'll fuck with her right now because of who she is,
who she was.
And yeah, I've messed with chicks from high school from what they used to be.
See,
I mean, I'm just saying. But do they still look the same? Like, are they still the same?
They kept it together as long as they could while I was messing with them.
It's like that picture on the internet. Let me see what I got it somewhere.
While I was with them, they was
they kept it together.
They fell off now, but I'm just saying. When I was with them, they was all right, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah. I guess I was like this one guy in high school that you always wanted. I'm talking to you, Mo. You always wanted this dude. Never really paid you no attention.
Yeah.
And then you see him. Let's say you walk into the restaurant. You see him, but he's sitting down. He still looked the same, right? He still got the same.
If he still looks
smile.
The same,
just walking slow. You walk in. He's sitting down at the table. He sees you. You walk up and sit down with him, and you start eating dinner with him. And you just it's cool. Everything's good. You start to like him again.
Yeah.
And then y'all get up and leave. You see he has his big ass belly at this point, but he's still the same guy. But he just don't look physically like the same guy.
It depends on how far the belly protrudes.
Okay.
Because if we're going to be bumping bellies, that's a difference. Like, I can't. Like, you just.
So the belly matter when it's a dude. It don't matter when it's a chick, huh?
It matters when it's a chick, too. It matters when it's a chick, too.
It's a meme on the internet that says.
It matters.
When she was bad, show a picture of a woman. When she was bad, and then show her now. Like, when you wanted her. When she wants you, about 150 pounds and 10 years later.
Exactly.
So
listen, that's what, but my goal, literally, like, and this might seem vain, I'm very, like, you know, whatever, but my goal when I got out of high school was that I said when I turned 30, around this time, I wanted to look the same as I did. I said, listen, I don't know, because a lot of people that I see from high school and even from college, they just like, they didn't blow. Like,
you got to understand, life comes at you fast sometimes.
Life does come at you fast. And things do happen to people in certain circumstances. I do know that.
Sometimes it's a bad gene pool, though.
Sometimes it's who you're around.
But
like I know some of my folks I know, I'm not going to correct all their names. All you see them is posting shit about where we gonna eat at today. Ain't nobody said shit about no gym. Ain't nobody said nothing about no working out.
I don't mean, and to be like, I don't have to see that you going to the gym. I just like when I see you 5 years from now and you like 100 pounds heavier and you ain't had no kids or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be like thinking to myself, you know,
what's the basis?
Or when you find out one of your homeboys dropped dead from a damn heart attack and he like 41.
Yeah, that too. Like, I just be like, damn, like what?
Get your shit together.
I don't know. I just, and that was really one of my things, is that I wanted to look as close as I possibly could to.
How'd that work out?
Let me see your
high school picture.
I'm going to try to find one for you.
She probably looked the same.
I don't look exactly the same. I was heavy at one point. I was like 150 pounds.
Thick mo.
That's thick. That ain't no goddamn heavy, girl.
I was
thick
mo. 150 pounds at 5'3"? And I was 150 pounds. I think that was probably like my sophomore year in college. Because, you know, when you go to college, you gain that freshman 15. I gained back like freshman 20, 25. And so then it fell out. I didn't work out anything. It fell off. Well, that was before I had Mason, so I was carrying it in my thighs.
I bet you like one of them 911 Porsches.
Yeah, just moisture, right?
Thick in the back and close to the ground. Like a sports car.
I was doing nothing but eating and doing like, homework.
Oh, yeah, doing homework.
Doing my homework.
I'm trying to find
no company.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. So, and then I just lost weight naturally. I haven't really been like too big on working out like I should be.
You had a little stress when you was focused.
Yeah, but then I begin unfocused because then I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting too thin. And then I need to find a plan because I don't want to look like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like all these other women.
Well, you always can look like you, Mo.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen a woman look like you. Yo. Look,
but you know, like I feel like these women, they look really good, but they all start to look the same as far as like with the body type and everything. Like they all start to have the same body.
Well, these days is
surgery.
Yeah, the new surgery is the new working out.
And like you rather pay thousands of dollars. What I hate is like when you pay thousands of dollars to have like a tummy tuck or a new ass or something, and then you just. Like a year later, or you have a baby, and then your stomach like
fucked up.
You have a tummy tuck, and then turn around and have a baby, yeah. Or you get a breast reduction, and then your breasts get back big. Like I just don't understand. You spend thousands of dollars to do this shit just to go back and look like don't keep it up. You don't maintain it. Well, you could just really go to the gym for $10 a month,
and actually just put work in and make sure you stay consistent.
Hard work. Stop eating McDonald's. I understand the burgers are a dollar, but you can stop eating McDonald's. I understand, like, but you know that you can go to the store and like get you some real turkey meat and
was a meme from other podcast earlier too that had me dying laughing.
What?
We was playing petty, assholish, ratchet, or funny. Which one is this? Someone I curved for years just hopped in my inbox on Facebook asking me, how does it feel to be a single mom?
Ooh, that's gangster. Nothing wrong with that. Did she ever respect this?
That's funny as hell.
As much shit as she was talking.
Okay, this is 2008.
Look at Mo.
Right?
Oh, damn. Caught your ass out.
Look at this.
Through that grown man game.
Well, I got my little thought pictures in here.
Man, she want
nobody.
Let me see that.
Grab that phone on that.
I should have scrolled.
Mo probably got every inch of her body covered with a photo. Like she don't need no help.
All them tattoos.
She don't need no help looking at nothing on her body. She use that camera action. Probably got selfie. You know what I'm saying?
Man, sometimes I do use my phone for that. Like if I need to see something. Yeah. But if I need to see something, if I want to look,
it's on the cloud.
Just call and ask me and Therese come check it out for you.
I can be your photographer.
We can get one over when we close the show out. Make sure everything all tidy.
Make sure everything clean.
Everything clean and good.
Y'all just y'all out of order.
Yeah.
So I have the Black Business shout out of the week goes out to my sister. My sister Erica. And on Facebook, guys, her name is Erica Mitchell. It's spelled just like it sounds. She's on Facebook, guys, Erica Mitchell, but she also has a business where she has candles that smell amazing, actually. They are really scented, and I believe they are, I don't think they're all natural, but I believe they're not, they're cruelty free, I believe. So if you guys like candles, you might want to check her website out. It is www.shinecreations.com.
Hopefully they're keeping a Yankee candle.
I think they are. And if you, I think she has a flash sale. I don't know how long the flash sale is going on, but it's March flash sale. So it's all one word. You can get 35% off all orders over $50. So I don't know how y'all might want to go on the website and check. I haven't been on there today to see if it is still going on. But that is the Black Business Shout Out of the Week. So I do appreciate her for putting out, because those candles do smell good, though. So I will vouch for that. I have one. So really good. Do y'all have any black businesses y'all want to shout out? No?
Just the ATL Podcast Network.
The ATL Podcast Network. We're coming up on our year.
Well, actually, I think we've already passed our year, but we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate March 7th.
Shut up.
March
April 7th.
I'm sorry. We're going to celebrate April 7th.
So we've had our year, guys. The ATL Podcast Network has been running. BT has been
over a year
producing us, everyone. I haven't been on here for a year, but.
When is your anniversary date? Do we know?
My anniversary is, I believe it's in November.
Okay.
I believe. I'm going to have to look it up and see. Yeah. But so, I think my actual, like, anniversary being with the ATL Podcast Network, I was probably started in probably June or July.
Okay. So we're going to have a big celebration, huge celebration.
A huge celebration.
At the La Meridian on the 7th. And we got a couple of shows prior to that. We're going to be doing Happy Hour over at Throne on the 31st.
Ooh.
Is it 31st? That's that Friday, right?
Yes, Friday the 31st.
Yeah, so we're going to be hooking up with Southside Ken. He got a happy hour going on over
Throne Lounge.
At Throne Lounge. And we're going to do a live show just to get, you know, get ready for our anniversary show over there with him. It's going to be fun.
Yes, I'm excited.
We're going to have Therese DeMarco probably on the mic. Probably going to have Zoe, myself, and maybe even Chad will be out there. Who knows?
Aww.
Chad,
yeah.
So we're gonna have a good time.
That'll be a great day.
Cool.
Okay, so I think that's it. I don't have any. Therese, you never do. Therese's black business is his dick.
I just want y'all to notice how laid back she is tonight because she don't have a girl.
Also, you know, you want to know why else
because,
I'm laid back?
She full.
Why? Because what happened? Because you
the last
made
time I cook for her.
You made some, you said that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, don't make you believe out of you.
He made some chicken tenders and I'm actually really full. Yeah. It's been, and I'm like, this is how content I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah. When somebody loving on you for real.
Yeah.
Make sure you're full and all laid back and you still ain't got no socks on.
Somebody I have socks on today.
Okay.
Yeah. It was warm today, but I had on socks, but whatever. Well, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we about to cut some promo, so.
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah, they can know.
Okay, well, stay humble and stay trill, y'all. Have a great week. and bye.
See ya.
See ya.